One day passes, and not a breath of air. The second day passes, and they remain motionless on the quiet sea. The third day, and not a whiff of wind. It begins to look as if they'll remain there forever and ever.
I wonder if we'll ever sail again, Pinta.
I wonder too, Nina.
Do not despair, my children. Have faith in our prayers.
Just when all looks hopeless, from out of the deep into the sunlit glare, a flying fish leaped into the air. Then two, then three, then four. When they had called their cousins, there were a thousand more. They flapped their fins. They tossed their tails, trying to stir up the calm and put wind in the sails. Then the dolphins came, all anxious to help. And they pulled, and they pulled, and they pulled on a rope that they had made out of kelp. Then, up to the surface with a huff and a puff, came the aid of the friendly whales. And they took a deep breath, and they blew. And they blew right into those sagging sails, while down below, with a heave and a hole, the tiniest fish, oh, how they pushed! With their noses right up to the stern, the tunas, the mackerels, and even the sharks, all with the same concern. And believe it or not, but please take my word, the wind started to blow, for the ocean was stirred.
Look, Papa, we're moving.
Yes, we're moving.
Thank you, my good friend.
Day, a herd of seahorses pop up and form teams in front of the ships to lead them through the horse latitudes.
We are seahorses. We trot on our tails. We are seahorses galloping over the silvery watery trail. Flippity-flop, not a flippity-flop, but a flippity-flop.
Wasn't that fun dancing over the waves, Pinky?
Yes. And look, Papa's still dancing. Bravo,
Papa.
Bravo.
Yes, we must keep going. And look, the sky is becoming overcast.
Why, it's raining.
So it is.
Sail close to me, my children. A storm is approaching.
Finally, the storm is over, and patches of blue appear in the sky. But on the calming waters, only one ship can be seen, the Santa Maria. Frantically, the father ship searches for young Nina and Pinta, but they're nowhere to be found. His lifelong dream of finding a new land means little to him now. His bow low, his sails drooping, Señor Santa Maria drifts on. He's unaware that a beautiful rainbow has formed overhead. And there, under that rainbow,
here we are, Papa. Here we are.
Nina. Pina. Pinta. Oh, thank God you're safe.
Oh, Papa, a big wave carried me away while I was trying to reef my sails. And if Pinta hadn't found me when he did...
It's over now, little sister. Come, let's follow the rainbow.
And look, look how it curves to the west. This is a good omen.
Perhaps at the end of the rainbow we'll find our new land. Come.
I'm Nina.
I'm Pinta.
And I am Santa Maria.
Things are brighter and gayer now. The trade winds move them swiftly over the sparkling sea. And overhead, the shimmering rainbow guides their way.
We think the world is round, round and round and round and round. Somehow the feeling's very strong with us. We think the world is round, round and round and round and round. Captain Columbus goes along with us.
The rainbow slowly fades from view as dusk descends. Then, as darkness falls, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, happy at being together again, move with the gentle wind over a quiet and peaceful sea.
I wonder where that big friendly moon is tonight, Nina.
And there are no stars out. Not even my pretty North Star.
Listen. Listen. What is it, Papa? What's out there?
That sound. What is it?
I do not know. But I think it's best that we heave to. Wait here until morning.
I'm afraid we've come too far, Papa. We've sailed beyond the stars.
Listen. Listen.
It's the end of the earth, Papa. The world is flat.
Papa, the ocean is rolling off the edge.
We must go back, Papa, before it's too late.
No, we cannot go back. Come closer, my children. I will protect you from whatever awaits us.
Throughout the night, Nina, Pinta, and Papa Santa Maria wait anxiously for the dawn. Huddled together, they peer intently toward the horizon, waiting, waiting breathlessly for the first light of morning. Then, as the sun comes up, they realize that the roaring sounds they heard through the night are waves. Waves beating upon the shores of the new
world. And the Lord, we thank thee, O Lord, for
Papa, you found the new land at last.
Yes, and it seems too good to be true. I cannot take all the credit. I have a brave and fearless captain, Captain Christopher Columbus.
Overcome with joy, they sail up and down the coast, looking with awe at the beauty of this great new land.
Oh!
Papa? Papa! Nina! Papa's hit a submerged reef.
Papa, you're hurt.
Well, looks as if I scraped off a few barnacles.
Nina, help me get Papa to shore. He's listing to starboard.
I do not need help, my children. I can make it to shore.
Old Senor Santa Maria sails slowly into a beautiful little cove. There, he drops anchor for the last time. He settles down on the sandy bottom in shallow water that almost reaches his deck.
Ah, feast your eyes, my children. How content I shall be in this paradise.
Papa, are you sure you're all right?
Of course. Why, I'm as happy as the birds singing above me. Oh, Nina, Pinta, do not look so sad. I am not sad. Why, there's no place I would rather spend my remaining years than right here, in this beautiful new land that I have helped to discover. The only thing that worries me is, how will my brave captain get back to Spain?
We'll take him, Papa.
Yes, Papa, we'll take him back.
With a farewell kiss on their papa's cheeks, Nina and Pinta sail away out of the beautiful cove.
Goodbye, Papa. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Nina.
We'll be back soon.
And Papa?
Yes, Pinta?
We'll bring you riches from the Queen. A treasure in gold and jewels for your great discovery.
Gold and jewels are for you, my children.
I have my treasure. It is here, this great new land.